our elder from PIWC at the Edubofo to come and preach and give us the word of God. Why is he coming? Shall we give a big hand of a praise to the Most High God?
Of God that they are all living. And it's by the grace of God that they are all here gathered before him. Amen. I always thank God because of you. Amen. Because when you are at the tender age of your life and you are in the church receiving the glory of God, then it's by his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Because many people are like you, but they are far, far away. And where their life are leading them to is to death and destruction. But by the grace of God, you started good and better. You say amen?
Amen.
Because you are being prepared for a better future, for glorious future, for famous future, an important future.
Amen.
Some people grew, and where they started growing, where they grew from, were bad homes. We really find it that way, but it's by the grace of God that we are staying in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So when you are here, please, open your heart to God. Open your mind to God, and listen to whatever comes from here, and take it, follow it, abide by it, and by the grace of God, you grow in the glorious or in the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
I've learned your study, or you are being led to know and be baptized and be with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Because without the Spirit, there is nothing that you can do. So today, we're just going to study a little about the Holy Spirit for you to know him, who he is, so that you are eager to receive him, have him, walk with him, and live with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's take our Bible. If time permits, I'll leave about some few minutes for us to ask questions. So we are going to do some studies. We are now in the classroom. Amen. Before we read the Bible, I want us to know who the Holy Spirit is. We've known about him, but I want to emphasize on it more. Who is the Holy Spirit? The first thing we must know, or we must understand about the Holy Spirit, is that the Holy Spirit is indeed God. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is who?
God.
The Holy Spirit is God. Let's read something about Acts chapter 5, 3 and 4. Acts chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. To know, just to back by the scriptures, that who the Holy Spirit is. Acts chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Who can read for me?
Then Peter said, Ananias.
Please, before you read, have to mention the this.
Chapter 4, chapter 5, verse 3.
Verse 3 and 4. 4.
Acts chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to men, but to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Did you hear what Peter said? Ananias, why is that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit? You've lied to whom? The Holy Spirit. And when he was ending his statement, he said, you have not lied to man. We have not lied to human being. We have not lied to Elder Bom, but you've lied to whom? God. You've lied to Holy Spirit. And now, because you've lied to the Holy Spirit, you lied to who? God. So the Holy Spirit is who? It's God. So from today, if somebody asks you who is the Holy Spirit, don't tell me he's a spirit. Or he's somebody. He's something. But he is God himself. So from today, sister, who is the Holy Spirit? It's Becky. Are you Becky? You. Your name?
Rebecca.
So it's Becky. Yeah? It's Becky. Rebecca is Becky. So the Holy Spirit, thank you, Becky. The Holy Spirit is God. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians 3:17. From time, or maybe if you have pen, you can write some. But you don't, we just give you the this thing. The quotation, we will read.
Now the Lord, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17.
If you do that again,
sorry.
You kneel down and read. So start again.
2 Corinthians 3, verse 17.
Yes.
Now the Lord is the Spirit.
The Lord is
the Spirit.
So who is now he's talking about? Sister. Doreen. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Which Spirit is he talking about? The Holy Spirit. And he's saying, now the Lord is who?
Is the Spirit.
The Spirit. Okay, read.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
So the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit is, there is freedom. Where is the Spirit of the Lord is? Freedom. So the Holy Spirit is God Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
Now we have much or more to give, but just pick from the lot and give you so that you just understand who the Holy Spirit is. As time goes on, you'll be coming and you'll be studying more about the Holy Spirit. So take today's one serious because you are going to dine with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, we want to know who or the Holy Spirit is to us. Who the Holy Spirit is to us. Now, the Holy Spirit is who? God. And who is the Holy Spirit to us? Holy Spirit, who is the Holy Spirit to us? Number one, the Holy Spirit is a promise of God. Let's all say it. What do we say it in Dutch? Again. It's a gift. It's a promise from God. When somebody says promise, if I let's say today I've come here, after this, I'll say, I will say, Yao.
Tomorrow, come to my house and receive a microphone. It's a promise. So early tonight, Yao is not going to sleep. You'll be dreaming of going to my house for a microphone. So early in the morning, you come and bell. Who is it? Yo. Why? The promise. The promise. I will say, yeah, I forgot to. So, it's a promise of God, and our parents will always promise us. My little girl, Wilhelmina will ask you, Papa, to want to buy me this. Let's say, buy me a shoe. Or buy me this. I will say, okay, Wilhelmina, tomorrow. The next day, we ask you again, I will say, tomorrow. So you tell, last time you told me, Papa, but today is also tomorrow. Because yesterday we said today. We said tomorrow, and today is tomorrow. So you ask for the promise. So the Holy Spirit is a promise. When you read, after Jesus rose from the dead, you all know that Jesus died? Yes. Have you heard that after the death, that three days after the death, he rose again? Now, after Jesus rose from death, he appeared to the disciples for 40 days. After Jesus died and rose from the dead, he appeared. He was no more staying or living with the disciples, but he was appearing to them day in, day out. And he appeared to them for 40 good days. And after the 40 good days, they gathered together with him on the top of a hill, a mountain. Who have seen a mountain before? Do you know what it's called, mountain? Every year, what mountain there? What is mountain?
Berg.
Huh?
Berg.
It's Berg? Yeah. Tintin. Maybe I'm going. Now I'm working at one of the buildings in the heart here, the tallest building in the heart. That's where I'm working. Who knows the tallest building in Den Haag? I don't know if it is in Netherlands or Den Haag, but what I know is in Den Haag. The tallest building, I'm working there, the highest one, I'm there. And when you are there, when you look, you see the whole Den Haag. Skiffenham, Forborg, Rijswijk, everywhere. You see it. So they went to the highest mountain in the area, the tallest body, they were on the top. And when they were there, after the 40 days, Jesus was taken up into heavens. When they were there, with Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, what do we eat? Jesus, where are you going, Jesus? And when they were in the twinkling of an eye, Jesus was taken away into heaven. And they were gazing up, looking up. Oh, this one. Is that how you are? You're not going and leave us. Hallelujah. Jesus was taken up into heaven. However, before he left, he told them that when I go, I'm promising you. Now, I want you to know why the Holy Spirit is a promise from God. Jesus said, I'll be taken away. Before he was taken away, he promised them. So whenever your father is going to Ghana, ask your father to promise you. Papa, you are going to Ghana. What do you buy from Ghana? To me. But you don't like Ghana things. Do you like? I see only, is that Abigail? This sister, you. Priscilla, yay, your name. Priscilla, when Priscilla went to Ghana, he came from Ghana. With a Ghanaian attire. It was very nice, traditional one. Very nice. So, ask your father to promise you, because he's going, leaving you. When he's coming from Ghana, he has to come to show that he left you and has come back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, he has brought something from Ghana to show that, yes, he went to Ghana. When he's going, sometimes, when he's going out for some days, he must to come and show the children that you have come from somewhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Jesus was going, he promised them that there's something or there's somebody there. There's somebody there. So he said, I will never look. I'm not going to leave you astray. I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I'm not going to leave you as an orphan, like somebody who has the mother and the father is dead, or somebody who has nothing. But when I go, I will bring you somebody who is powerful than me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll bring you someone who is more powerful, the counselor. When you read Acts 1, chapter 1 to 11, Acts 1, chapter 1 to 11, let's read, I think, 1 to 8, and we stop. Acts 1, 1 to 8. The Holy Spirit is a promise to us. So we have to eager to receive him, because it's a promise. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, then we have not got the promise of God. He's the greatest promise of God. One, Acts 1, yes. Until the day, before the day, yes.
After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen, after his suffering, he showed them to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days.
40 days.
And spoke about the kingdom of God.
Yeah. The gift what? Let's all say it. The gift my father promised. Look at my face, please. Everybody, look at my face. And let's use our ears to hear what he's reading. Look at my face, the forehead. Yes.
Okay, I'm reading from Paul.
Yes.
On one occasion.
Don't leave Jerusalem.
But wait for the gift my father promised.
The gift my father promised, yes.
Which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. God bless you, Mama. So is the promise God gave to we the believers. Amen. It also said in John 14:16-8, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate or another counselor to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Amen. So Jesus is with us in or through the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit is a promise from God, and also the Holy Spirit is a gift from God. Let's all say it.
A gift from God.
The Holy Spirit is a gift from God. It's also a gift from God.
Amen.
Gift. The greatest gift, the promised gift, the special gift, the most important gift that the God or the Lord has given unto the believers, unto the church, unto the people of God, unto Christians, is the Holy Spirit. So let's all shout and say it.
The Holy Spirit.
As you are saying it loudly from your heart, he will enter into you. Let's all say it.
The Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's also the gift of God. The Holy Spirit is God's gift to every believer. When a person believes in Jesus and receives the salvation he offers, the Holy Spirit comes to live in the believer, imparting spiritual life to the believer. So the Holy Spirit is a gift from God. You can write it down. Later you can read it. Acts 2:38-39 is a gift from God. It's also a promise of God. Now, let's hear or see and know the work of the Holy Spirit. Now you are elder and your leaders are teaching you about the Holy Spirit. They want you to receive the Holy Spirit. But if you don't know the work of the Holy Spirit, you say, like the baptism or the baptism or the baptism you went to do. Many people didn't go. But if you don't move in this church, listen, as you've entered into it, you are lucky to be born in the church. You are very lucky. We were doing our things. I was going to church, but I was going to church. I didn't know what I was doing. Doing my things. Only I was in school. I was secondary school. As anybody else. You went to training college. Everything was the same. But it was until we saw who Jesus is and we came into the church that we realized to know how our life should be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without the Holy Spirit, you'll be walking along with any style of anything. You'll be moving to, you'll see that there's a pit here. You just go and fall into the pit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What time did I say it? Oh, now go to give up. Go to give up. How could you say, put now some up? You walk and walk without the Holy Spirit. But today, let's thanks be to the Father in heaven for giving us the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And for us to understand who the Holy Spirit is. Now, the work of the Holy Spirit. Number one, in the Christian's or the believer's personal life, your personal life, what the Holy Spirit does in your personal life, put your hand on your chest and say, my personal life. What the Holy Spirit will do for me in my personal life, your own life, what will he do to you? The Holy Spirit comes to dwell within the believer to minister to him personally. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will deliver, minister to you. He will talk to you. He will converse with you. I was thinking about something. I didn't know what to do. Thinking, sleeping, praying. But one day, I was just about to sleep. And I heard a solemn voice talking to my ears. Edward. My name is Edward. Edward, do this. Move this way. And you'll be successful. And lo and behold, I've started something. And I know God will help me.
Amen.
And everything will be fruitful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will, when you are, if he's studying, you don't see anything. Your book is there. You read and read. You pray, you write, and still nothing. You don't, nothing gets into your mind. When you go to the exams, nothing. But you are studying and nothing comes. Pray to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the Holy Spirit comes to your studies, open the book, and then I come.
Amen.
Because of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he ministers to you. He's a teacher. He ministers to you. So the Holy Spirit ministers to us personally. Number one, under the believer's personal life, the Holy Spirit testifies our relationship with God. He comes to show us how the relationship are we with God. The relationship between us and God is the Holy Spirit who testifies it. When you read Romans 8:16, it will tell you, Romans 8:16 will tell you that it's the Holy Spirit who testifies us with our relationship with God. Without the Holy Spirit, you don't know who God is, who Christ is. Is Jesus your Savior? Who is Jesus? You will never know. But when the Holy Spirit comes in you, he will testify the relationship between you and your God. And also, he is a teacher. Let's all say it.
He's a teacher.
Without the Holy Spirit, you won't understand anything. But with the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit teaches you, you understand things easily. Hallelujah. Amen. Even when you want to study the Bible, whilst you are reading the Bible is a chroto book. It's chrote. Ma? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Holy Spirit comes with you and you are studying the Bible, you open it. I was a very young boy. Yesterday, I was thinking about it. I was very young, but I didn't know. I was in a church, a different church. I was not born into the church of Pentecost. I came to the church of Pentecost when I was a little, I was maybe younger, but I was a young man when I came. And every morning, we went for morning devotion. And after the morning devotion, you go in our village. We go to houses to visit the sick. And those who doesn't come to church, some with other problems and other things, we went to visit them. And whenever we go there, after the morning devotion, I take my Bible, I was with my Bible. Yesterday I was thinking about it. When you enter to the house of Albert and Albert is sick, I'll just take my Bible open. I just take my Bible and open it. There I'll hear where Jesus heals the sick. I'll just read it and pray with other people, pray with Albert, and from there, Albert will be coming to church. He's healed. When you go and somebody is, let's say, somebody has lost their father, you went to him. I just opened the Bible. It was yesterday that it came to my mind. I just opened the Bible and say where Jesus was with a widow or with an orphan. And I read it. So yesterday when I was thinking about the Holy Spirit, I said, oh, that was the Holy Spirit. I didn't know. That was the Holy Spirit who was directing me and who was teaching me. So, with the Holy Spirit, He will be a teacher to you. Amen.
Amen.
Your teacher will teach you. Your pastor will preach to you. Your elder will talk to you. But without the Holy Spirit, you will never understand it. So the Holy Spirit is a teacher. John 14:26. But the counselor or the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. This was said by whom? Who can tell me? Who said this? Listen to it again and raise your hand. I said we are in the classroom. I'm also a teacher. So, but the counselor or the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Who said it? In our school, you say, or said by whom? Yes, sister. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. You are good students.
Amen.
This was said by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And also, Romans 8:14 says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of
God.
So if you are not led by the Spirit of God, if you are not taught by the Spirit of God, if the Spirit of God doesn't teach you and you just move away, you just walk your way, you don't do anything on your own, you are not a child of God. But when the Holy Spirit leads you, when He leads you, and when He does things with you, and when He tells you something, and when He teaches you and you do it, then you become a rare child of God. Let me tell you, not all people on this earth are children of God. They were creators. They were creation. God created them. They are not the children of God. But those who are led by God are the children of God.
Amen.
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 Let me tell you. Listen here. Albert's father, now I'm here with Albert. Albert's father and mother have children. We have our sister. The name is obviously Priscilla. And we have other children over there. But those whom the Father sends and go, those whom the Father asks something about or for them and they do it, they are the son of the rare sons of the Father. Do you get me? So the Priscilla, do they sleep here? No, I will sleep there. Priscilla is not like that. I'm just illustrating. Priscilla, today eat more. I will eat for that. Priscilla, today come and sleep 2 o'clock. No, I will sleep 10 o'clock. Priscilla, come and be with us in the auto. No, I will walk. Everything, no, no, no. One day the father was there and said, "President, you are no more. You cannot be my child. Because all my children are like me. All our children, whatever I tell them, they do." But thanks be to the Lord that Priscilla always listened to the father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Priscilla is a rare son, a rare daughter of her parents.
Amen.
So those who are led by the Holy Spirit are the sons of God. They are the daughters of God, the children of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So yeah, you are a son of God, yeah? Yeah. It's led by the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Also, the Holy Spirit helps us live a life pleasing to God. The Holy Spirit helps us to live a life pleasing to God. Are you listening?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit helps us to live a life pleasing to God. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot do something good or better. Let me tell you, you are now in the church. You were born into the church. Your fathers, some of you are having their fathers as elders. Some of you, deaconesses. Some of you are sophomores and so forth.
Amen.
Amen. And some of you are having your fathers, or your mother being in the church for 20 years. Some of your fathers were born into the church. You are lucky you were born into it. But let me tell you, if the Holy Spirit doesn't come or touches you or doesn't come in you and you doesn't accept the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit dwells in you, you do things haphazardly, anyhow. Do you hear me? You just walk anyway. You just do things that others are doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you are listen to me. You are peers. The one you are moving with. You are friends will tell you, this girl, he's different. Whatever you are doing, he doesn't like to do it. We are all smoking. He's not smoking. He doesn't feel to smoke. We are not drinking. When she's not drinking, you are all doing this. Not that you have the appetite. Last time I was telling your papas and mothers at Central that the mind that was in Osama bin Laden is the same mind in everybody. The same mind, nothing different. But he chose to accept Satan as his personal savior. He accepted Satan as his personal savior. He was moving with Satan, so he was listening to Satan. What Satan told him to do, he did it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you have focused your mind into the sight or into the direction of God. And God has come to you, has called you, be in you, and give you the Holy Spirit. So you listen to the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, you do things like whatever your mind will tell you, do it. Your mind will tell you, go and smoke, you just go and buy the cigarette and when your mind, and let me tell you, whatever you are, listen, whatever you are, be a pastor, be an elder.
Amen.
Be an elder, things will come. This will just come to your mind. Do it. If it's sometimes any little problem, the man will tell you, go and kill yourself. When your father said, come and sleep 9 o'clock, and you come 10 o'clock and the door is closed, you say, no, then I'll jump myself into the... I'll kill myself. It's the spirit of the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when the Holy Spirit is in you, the Holy Spirit will tell you, listen to your father. Your father doesn't want to kill you. Your mother doesn't want to spoil you. If he said, come and sleep at 9 o'clock, he wants you to sleep early, to have a sound mind, so that tomorrow you can go to school soundly and learn hard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For you, some of you are now acquiring money. But you are in your father's house. Your father tells you, do this and you are not doing it. But let me tell you, you are in your parents' house. You are sleeping in the room. You are eating from the house. You are in the auto with your father buying food, but your money is always here. Always here. You buy your own clothes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if your father advises you and you doesn't take it, now your money, you are enjoying it yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you grow, you'll be a nurse, a doctor, a teacher, a cook, and you do your own work, and you enjoy your own money. If you like, and you are good, you can go back, you go back and give some to your father. Some people, they'll just say, about a year, I say, Papa, harvest it, you know, for your forever. Hey, good. And clap. Some of you met blooming. Papa, have it here, and you go back. You give money that. Hallelujah. But if you didn't, if before you didn't listen to your father or your mother and did things badly, now you are somewhere, your father is still feeding you. You grow and you still come and beg. Hallelujah. Yeah. So whatever you are telling, the father and your mother are telling you, they are telling you to do the good thing for your own good future. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit, without the Holy Spirit, you cannot do all these things. You follow your brothers. You follow your sisters. You follow your friends from school. And so on Sunday, you are sitting here listening. But somebody is still this Sunday, he's sleeping because yesterday night he was there, and now he's sleeping. But because of the Holy Spirit, you are here. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's the Holy Spirit who directs us, who teaches us to do the good thing. Amen. I passed through secondary school. I went from years to the training college. I was teacher, I was teaching, I was doing other things. Before that, when I was in secondary school and I say I'm a student, you are having girlfriends. Yeah. From the beginning I said, I won't take any girlfriend till I finish university. Till I marry. But on the way, because I was in the good church, I was not listening to anything, I passed through some crooked way. I had a girlfriend. But when I entered into the church, I said, from today, I accept Jesus Christ as my personal savior. I work with him. He will be my savior forever and ever. And they dip me into the water and baptize me. And from that baptism, that day, no girlfriend anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I went to tell the girl, from today, I'm a Christian. So don't come to my house anymore. I stayed and stayed. Though I'm young, I was young, I was able to stand because of who? The Holy Spirit in me. I was able to stand and stand till I married.
Amen.
But I was young. Am I not a nice man? I was a nice boy, nice guy. But because of the Holy Spirit, I could stand.
Yes.
All the money I had from my work, I could use it for better things. Because I don't smoke, I don't drink, I drink only water and soft drinks. I don't take any. Some people were with me, they were taking apatashi, I don't take apatashi. Hallelujah. I was not smoking. When you go to Ghana, when there's scarcity of cigarette cans in my village, they can walk for 4 miles, 10 kilometers to go and buy. When they feel like taking or smoking cigarette and cigarette is scarcity, there's no cigarette, they'll walk 10 miles or 10 kilometers to go. Don't they hear that this village in Amsterdam, there's cigarette, they will go there, rush to Amsterdam. When they get one, for 10 minutes, they scorn the fire and they put it there. Look at those who smoke. When they see, but because of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah.
Amen.
You never think of it. You never feel that you should go and smoke because of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My prayer is from today. The Holy Spirit will dwell in you.
Amen.
Mightily fill in you. Yes. So that you won't feel like doing anything wrongly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are nice boys and girls. But still, you stand firm because of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I want to say one thing and we close. The Holy Spirit also helps us in prayers. in prayer.
Amen.
You just pray. Some people, when they pray, praying is difficult than conversing or talking or conversation or dialoguing. Praying. I can talk with Andrews on telephone or say, Andrews, oh, you fine. Andrews, say, you can talk about 30 minutes. But when you want to pray, you just pray 5 minutes. And you are gone. You pray a little. But with the Holy Spirit, you can pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You pray and pray and pray and until the answer comes. There also, you can go and read Romans 8:26. And the Holy Spirit also gives life to our bodies. This body. The Holy Spirit comes in to give life to our bodies. When a time comes, you continue with it. But now, I want you to understand, to know that the Holy Spirit is God. And that the Holy Spirit helps us to do many things. And without the Holy Spirit, there's nothing that man can do on this earth. But with the Holy Spirit, you have power to overcome your personalities, your desires. Things you all see, the Holy Spirit will say, close your eyes and you close. Things that you will talk. Some people, when they open their mouth, oh, go to some other, God bless you. You, these girls and boys. Have you heard from your parents that any girl of any child here has stood before the father and talk rash? But when you come to Europe, he's here. And he's gone. To the papa or to the mama. My mama says, but here, because of those who don't do it. Amen. No of you. I haven't heard of anybody. I asked your parents. No of you. None of you has done that. Talking to your parents like that. Because you are led. Amen. So we thank God. So from today, and before you can get the Holy Spirit, you have to repent. You have to repent. Stop everything. And all the things that you are asking you to stop, it will help you in future. It will help you a lot. You'll be great men and women. Your name will be heard on television. Your name will be heard on radio. Whenever you come, some people say, hey, sit down. He's coming. You see, who is coming? Then you hear that Doreen. This girl, he's the boss. Hallelujah. But if you are coming and say, he's coming, oh. No, be a dog. No, but because of the Holy Spirit, may God richly bless you. Amen. Somebody have any question? Any question? I'll give you about 2 minutes. Or if somebody has something to say, before I understood everything. Okay. Let's bow our heads.
I have a question.
Yes.
For everybody. Can the Holy Spirit come and also go? For how many times can the Holy Spirit come upon your life?
Yes, the question. Ruth, can I answer?
I think so. I think the Holy Spirit can go.
Yes, anyone? The Holy Spirit doesn't go, but the work of it, or the work of him, will be diminishing because of your deeds. Bible says that don't despise the Holy Spirit. Don't make the Spirit sad. When the Spirit is in you, sometimes he becomes sad. He finds it difficult to operate in you. He finds it difficult to operate in you because of what you are doing. And it will come to a time that you lose him, as you said. Because here will be best and you go. Push, and you go. So you have to try and maintain him. And the Holy Spirit also eats. He eats food. What? He eats food. What food does the Holy Spirit eat? Prayers and what? What? The Bible. And what is in the Bible? The Word of God. That's the food of the Holy Spirit. So if that's in the Bible, don't do without it, the Word of the Bible, the Holy Spirit doesn't operate. And the Holy Spirit must operate. He's operating. He must operate. So you have to maintain him. You have to do things so that the Holy Spirit will stay in you forever and ever. Amen.
And
this, yes, the question to all of us. Yes, how will you know that you have the Holy Spirit in you? Yes, any answer? Yes, sister.
When you start speaking
tongues, yes. What else? There were some things you didn't know. You could not control it. Before, you could not control some things. But when you entered into the house of God, you now experience that now you can control them. You are free to control. Then you see that, I'm in a different way. There's something in me. You have the Holy Spirit. And then the tongue speaking is a symbol that shows that the Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you, but the speaking of tongues manifests it. It makes it others to know, or makes you to know that the Holy Spirit is in you. Amen.
Amen.
Is your answer?
Yeah, but she said that if you speak in tongues, so my question is, those, let's say I don't speak in tongues, does that mean I don't have the Holy Spirit?
That's what somebody also said, that it becomes a time that you are not able to control things you couldn't control. Things you were not able to do. Maybe you were in the world. Maybe you were a drunkard in the world. And now you have come to Christ. And after you enter the house of God, from today, you don't feel like taking the alcohol or anything again. You see that you have got a spirit. And that spirit is the Holy Spirit.
So you can still be baptized with the Holy Spirit without
speaking in tongues. But that speaking in tongues is the manifestation, is the symbol that you've got the Holy Spirit in you.
And while you were talking, the Holy Spirit is also a teacher. So, for example, if you are reading the Bible, the Holy Spirit will then teach you something that you don't understand, and that is in the Bible. So that's also a thing that you can know, that there is the Holy Spirit who is teaching you. Or sometimes you meet a word, you don't understand it, and then you will then explain it to you. Amen.
Listen, John 14:16 said, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." The Holy Spirit will be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you astray. Now listen here. "But now I'm going to him who sent me. None of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But very truly, I tell you, it's for you, you are good, that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." So the Holy Spirit is always with us, and he will be with us, even without somebody speaking. The speaking in tongues, as I said, is a manifestation. And it also makes you grow. Without the speaking in tongues will make you grow in the spirit. As you are praying, is the Holy Spirit, we read that the Holy Spirit help us to pray. And is the speaking in tongues that will make us pray higher, pray more. Because all you are praying, it will turn. Your words will vanish. It will exhaust. Then the tongues will come break up. Then you are going. Yes.
Sometimes when you go to church,
preaching and then somebody will say, Ereba Baba, Hallelujah. And those kind of things. But is it the Holy Spirit that is making that person say that tone at that time? Because it's like you are sitting there and then the person will say, Ereba Baba, Hallelujah, or something.
Is it Ereba Baba, Hallelujah, Keke? Or... Oh, it will continue with something.
No, it doesn't continue. That person.
Okay, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. You see? Sometimes when the word of God comes and it touches you, it enters you, it kicks you. You can say, it just emotionally, you can say, Hallelujah! Amen! Holy cow,
what did you say? Yeah, that's what I mean.
Sometimes it comes. Yeah, sometimes it comes. And it stops there. And sometimes, I was thinking you were talking about, what do you call it? Prophecy. But you are talking about somebody just shouting.
Yeah,
us preaching is going there. And the preaching is there, the Holy Spirit is coming. So, oh, kabushaka.
Yeah.
That's touching.
When they stop speaking to us, they will just start fighting with their friends.
Fighting.
Or just talking bad about some people. Does that mean that the spirit is working through that those people or what? Because they are just now speaking to us like they are the heavenly people. And then
that's why I said you shouldn't let the Holy Spirit be sad. You should be led by the Holy Spirit. So if you are not led by the Holy Spirit, then you are getting out from the line. Getting out from the children of God. So you have to do something that will make the Holy Spirit grow in you. Let the Holy Spirit grow in you. If you are, you have a child with staying with you, like your younger brother said, and it doesn't give your mother stay... Sometimes the mother will cook the food and give all to you. The little child is not giving. Will the little child grow? He won't grow. So the things that we do doesn't make the Holy Spirit grow in us, fully filled, so that you can do something extraordinary. When the Holy Spirit is in you and you make it to be filled in you, you do this extraordinarily. You can lead to having the gift of, if you get time one day, you study that. The gift of the Holy Spirit. You reach to the point that you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That somebody will sick and say, get on the name of Jesus, and why is up? Somebody will meet something in the night, see something is coming, say, hey, Jesus name, and you fall down. But if after break up, hey, from you somebody will be sick and you say, in the name of Jesus, you stand face to you. Because it doesn't allow the Holy Spirit to work in you. You are damping the spirit that is in you. Amen. And some people, yes.
It's not a question. I want to add a contribution to what you asked. Like Elder said, the Holy Spirit is coming out. It never leaves you. But the more you give the Holy Spirit, maybe the Holy Spirit is obeying because it is in you to direct you. We have a human nature. The nature of a human being, you do what you want. What your body tells you, what your friends tells you to do, you don't have control over yourself. But the moment the Holy Spirit comes to you, it starts controlling your life. So the things that you used to do, like fighting, last time a pastor was a teacher, he said people who stay in barracks, don't go and the rest, they like fighting a lot. That is what they are used to. But when the Holy Spirit comes to the person, the person becomes a Christian automatically. Doesn't mean that life of fighting is one day gone. It is there, but then the Holy Spirit will help you to control. That goes down, and then the Holy Spirit will go up. But one time, maybe human nature, it will happen that somebody will step on your toe, and before you know, you have acted already. But then the Holy Spirit will also let you know that what you have done is
wrong.
That is when you have to.
obey the Holy Spirit, ask for forgiveness. If it is good, you go to the person, I am sorry. Then you move ahead. But if, yeah, the Holy Spirit says, what you did was, then you are also diminishing the Holy Spirit in you, and you let the human flesh or the nature
take over.
Of your human will take over.
And as I said, the Holy Spirit is a teacher. And if you consider the school you are in, not all the children are listening to the teachers. Teacher will say, do the homework. You come to school next week, and the homework is not done. Even you won't bring the homework. When you went home, you throw the homework somewhere under the bed. I will come to school. What is your homework? And you will lie. My younger sister tear it away and all these things. But the Holy Spirit is a teacher. So when the Holy Spirit teaches you, you have to accept it. So don't make a mistake that because the Holy Spirit is in you, you are going to heaven. But if you listen to the Holy Spirit, the teachings of the Holy Spirit, the direction of the Holy Spirit, and you are led by the Holy Spirit, it is leading you to heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you receive, when you come to the very day you came, you get him. But let him grow, filling you. So that. But if you are still, you are in the church, you come to the church on Sunday, Pastor Boom, the Boom will teach you, and then you'll be a pastor. No. We teach you. And you preach, you talk to you, say, hey, hey. And when you reach home, when you after the age, you take your Bible into your bag, and you take this way. Why your mother go? Where do you go? And you be lying. The Holy Spirit cannot grow in you, and you cannot be yourself in the future. But you have started lying. That's why that Ananias was also a Christian. He's one of the disciples. But he said, I'm going to sell all my land and give to the work of God. He sold the land, and when he got 10,000 euros, he said to the wife, Doreen, I need this Doreen. And the wife said, let's take some. Let me 10,000. No, let's take 3,000. Give them 7,000. And when he went there, he lied. So Peter said, you're not lying to my own. But you are lying to the Holy Spirit. But he was a Christian. But the Holy Spirit will tell him, don't take one. Don't take some. Take. And that was it. Let's close because we are going to die.
Oh, I have a last question. And I think it's a little bit difficult to answer, but I will still ask. What about a child who is baptized with the Holy Spirit, but then having a parent without knowing the Holy Spirit? To obey the Holy Spirit and to obey your parents, you know, how can you cope
with that?
Yeah, how can you? Maybe your parent will say, "Maybe offer boy, you can drink, you can do the." But the child is then baptized with the Holy Spirit. How can that the child move with his parents?
You see, the Holy Spirit is stronger. And he is powerful. He's powerful. So with prayers, you can control. And if, let's say, your father said, Akuya, you are now over 18 and 19 years, don't have a boyfriend. Why? Where's your boyfriend? I don't like it. But sometimes, we can use some words. You are not lying. I want to have my own man when I'm grown. I want to study to be somebody before I get my own husband. I don't want anybody to come and destroy me. This personal thing is something personal. You can just, and your father said, no, go and take a boyfriend. No. Your father, then the father wants to destroy you. Want to destroy you. So sometimes there are some things, and it's sometimes because the behavior you are in the house. I'm a Christian. I go to the Church of Pentecost. I'm at the Dutch Church of Pentecost. I have the Holy Spirit. But when you go home, a father says, 2 is 10. Then you know that, no, you are lying. So go and do the things people are doing. But because of the life, no parent doesn't like somebody who is good in the house. You are washing the cooking utensils. You are washing your brother's panties and everything. When the washing machine, when the washing machine things are washed by the washing machine, you rush to go and dry it or the dry lines. And when the house is dirty, you take the broom or the stuff sucker to take all the stuffs. And you are doing good things as a Christian. We are further annoyed with you. Eh? No. Let me tell you something. My father, when I became a Christian, my father was a fetish priest. You know a fetish priest?
Yeah.
When you go to Ghana, you stay with comfort. They were worshiping Adol, but I alone stood up to be a Christian. And from now, I'm the leader of, I have brothers who are older than me, but I'm the leader of the house. When I say yes, it's yes. When I ring and say, do this, and you don't do it, I will tomorrow. Do you do it? No. I'll say, no, stop. Let Ruth do it. And they are listening to me.
Amen.
Because of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we all be on our feet? We are about to